How great God is. Greetings to each of you this morning in the name of Jesus again. Turn in your Bibles again to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs contains many different short sayings and observations which can help us to live wisely in this life. This morning, I would like to look at verses that have to do with the words of our mouth, the things we say. There's a few people who can't speak, but for the most part, all of us speak, some more, some less. But God has some directions in what we should say with our mouths. And there are many verses in regard to that in the book of Proverbs. So turn in your Bibles into Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 11. Our mouths, our tongues can be used for either good or bad. Verse 11 says, "The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked." A righteous man's words, they should bring life to others. They should be a help to them. But so often words tear down instead of building up. Verse 19, "In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise." The more we talk, the more chance there is for sin in our words. We are wise not to talk too much. Go down to verse 20. "The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom." If we are righteous, our words, the words we speak, should be valuable. They're like silver. They should feed or build up others. Go to chapter 15 and verse 1. "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." A soft answer, a gentle answer, that helps to diffuse anger between people. Verse 2, "The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness." The wise person doesn't go around and flaunt his knowledge. "Look at what all I know." Fools show by what they speak that they are foolish. Verse 26, "The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words." Do you speak pleasant words? Sometimes God wants us to speak something that's not always pleasant. But as righteous people, as God's people, the words of the pure are pleasant words. Go to chapter 16 and verse 24. "Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones." Pleasant words are sweet and healthy. Go over to chapter 17 and verse 27. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, but a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit." It's good not to talk too much. On the other side of the coin, we can be quiet sometimes when we ought to speak too. Chapter 18, verse 21. "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." There's so much power in the words we speak, either for good or bad. Let's be careful to use our words for good. Verse 13 in chapter 18, he that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. Did you ever talk to someone and they start answering or responding their thoughts back to you before you even get said what you was going to say? That kind of irritates me when that happens. This proverb says it's foolish to do that. Let them finish speaking before you give your answer. Chapter 25, verse 11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. We think of gold and silver as valuable metals. An appropriate word at the right time is so valuable. Chapter 29, verse 11. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. It's wise to think before we speak. If we're angry, it's wise to cool down before we speak. Now, a few verses on the thing of boasting. Turn to chapter 27 and verse 1. We can boast with our mouth, but should we? Verse 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Don't boast about what you're going to do tomorrow or a year from now. You don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know the future. Verse 2, let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. Don't boast about yourself. If there's something good to be said about you, let someone else say it. Now, a few verses about arguing and strife. What we can do with our mouth. Chapter 13 and verse 10. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Pride brings contention or arguing and strife. I can do it better than you can. Oh, no, you can't. And there you have an argument going. Go to chapter 17 and verse 1. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife. So which is better, just to have a dry piece of bread and you have peace and quietness in your setting, or to have all kinds of good stuff to eat, but there's arguing, there's fighting along with it? This verse tells us that that dry morsel is better. Verse 14 in chapter 17, the beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water. Therefore, leave off contention before it be meddled with. You have a dam, and the little hole gets in there, and the water starts running through that hole, and it washes it out a little bit bigger, and then a little bigger, and a little bigger, and pretty soon you got a big gusher coming out, and you drain the dam. The water flows through. So stop the arguing. While it's little, before it becomes a full-blown fight. Go to the next chapter 18, verse 19. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. Don't offend someone with your words. It's hard to win them back, harder than overcoming a large city. A few verses on lying. Go back to chapter 6. There's a lot of scriptures that talk about lying. God hates lying. Verse 16 in chapter 6. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. God hates a lying tongue. Remember that Satan is the father of lies. That's where they come from. Satan is a liar. Go to chapter 12 and verse 22. Lying lips are abomination unto the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. God delights in those who speak the truth, but he hates lying. The next chapter, chapter 13 and verse 5, a righteous man hateth lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and cometh to shame. God hates lying, and a righteous man hates it too. Chapter 17 and verse 7. Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. Lying lips are not becoming or fitting for a ruler, a position, a man in a position of authority. Go to chapter 19. Verse 22, the desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. No man, no matter how much we could gain financially by lying, to be poor would be better than lying to gain wealth. Go to chapter 28. And verse 13. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Lying to hide our sins won't pay. If we confess them with our mouth and we forsake them, God will have mercy on us. Another thing that Proverbs talks about is gossip. We can gossip with our mouth. Turn back to chapter 6 again in verse 16. Verse 16 and verse 19. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Gossip can sow discord or disunity among the brethren, and God hates that. Chapter 11, verse 13. A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Don't be a talebearer. Don't be a gossiper. Just keep quiet about the matter. Go to chapter 16 and verse 28. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. To plant seeds of strife is evil. Don't do that. Gossiping even separates close friends. Did you hear what Susie did? No, what? Well, I don't think that I should be her friend anymore. I can't trust her anymore. Gossiping separates close friends. Chapter 18, verse 8. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Gossip cuts. It hurts deep down inside. Chapter 25, verse 9. Debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself, and discover not a secret to another. If you heard something bad about someone, go talk to the person themselves. See if that's true. Don't just go and blab it all over and tell someone else about it. And another thing the Proverbs talk about is flattery. Chapter 26, verse 28. A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. A flattering mouth. Flattery seems to me is kind of excessive praise of somebody or appealing to their vanity to make someone seem better looking than they are in reality. It says it works ruin. Flattery is not good. And then chapter 28 and verse 23. He that rebuketh a man afterwards shall find more favor than he that flattereth with the tongue. Sometimes a person really needs to be rebuked. And that's not easy to do. But in the end, that person who was rebuked has a higher esteem for you than if you flattered them, if you buttered them all up. God has much to say about our speech in Proverbs. These are a few verses, or a part of it. Now, to put it into practice. Let's stand for prayer. Thank you, God, for the beautiful morning that you have given us here and that we can gather in this way. Thank you, God, that you've given us mouths to be able to speak, to communicate with each other. And God, may you help us to use our mouths in a good way to bless others, to help others, to be an encouragement to others, rather than to tear down, rather than to gossip and flatter and lie. Give us grace, O God, in these things. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.